Yudei Torah Mashta Chaf Aleph Kislev Tovshim Pehe Rabbi Jeremy Stanton.
Morning, Rabosai. Baruch Hashem, I've spoken this on the Haftorah of Shabbos Chanukah before. Speak a bit more about it in Be'ez Hashem, and then, or rather before, just to start off. Last time I spoke here, just mentioned about the year we are in, which is a Heishin Aleph year. Sometime I'd like to give a cheer just on the calendar on its own, because, I mean, so that's before Mashiach. Once Mashiach is here, it's all it's not a waste of time, it's a historical relic. What we talk about, we need the calendar for halacha. You've got to know when Chanukah is. And if you know the calendar, you'll be able to work out on your own when Chanukah is going to be. But once Moshiach is here, you won't even know when next Rosh Chodesh is.
Well,
right?
I was told that Chazal knew exactly when Rosh Chodesh was. Exactly.
Yes. But the halacha.
And Hanhaga, that the Rebbe says, besides the fact that you knew, that you know, you've got to have Eidim.
With respect, it's not that they knew. The point is that if the Beis Din didn't say the word Mekudosh, it wasn't going to be Rosh Chodesh. It's up to the Beis Din themselves to say the word.
They could manipulate
right?
it as well.
They could, yes, quite right. They could manipulate it. They could go without, they could keep the doors shut and the Eidim wouldn't be allowed in. And they could ignore Eidim. In other words, yes, they could do that, but it was the word of the Beis Din that made the halacha. Today is Rosh Hashanah. Today we have to have these korbanos. The idea that you can have Eidim, not the Shluchim, the Eidim coming along can be Mechalel Shabbos in the time of the Beis HaMikdosh. And be Mechalel Shabbos in order that the Korbanos of Rosh Chodesh should be done on the right day. Yes, yeah, that's the point. So anyway, the point I'm just simply, before I start what I tried to say, I've got something to say at the end, this is the beginning, is that this year is the rarest of the 14 types of years. It comes on average about once in 30, 31 years, on average. Shin, Hey Shin Aleph. Hey means Rosh Hashanah was on Thursday. Aleph means that Pesach is going to be on Sunday. First day of Pesach will be Sunday. Erev Pesach is on Shabbos. We know that's rare. Erev Pesach, all the points of Erev Shabbos on Erev Pesach being on the Shabbos. But the point about the Shin is Shalemo. Shalemo simply means a year where Cheshvan and Kislev both have 30 days. We come to counts quite about 40% of the time. It's quite often you have a Shalemo year. There are three types. Chasero is a lacking year where Cheshvan and Kislev both have 29 days. A Kasidron year, a normal year in order is Cheshvan has 29, Kislev has 30. And the Shalemo is 30-30. We never have 30 and then 29. To have Cheshvan 30 and Kislev 29 wouldn't do anything, wouldn't help us in any way. In other words, you've got the same number of days. Same number of days. In 2 months, you have 59 days. Doesn't matter which way you go around. So the point is, we would always do it in order. The order is 29-30. So, unless you're adding on a day or taking off a day, it'll be 29-30. So what do you need to know? The 30th of Cheshvan, if there is a 30th of Cheshvan, if the year is Shalemo, then one thing is interesting to know. You see, we have all learned at some stage, At Bash Gar Duck. Take the first and the last letter of the alphabet. Second and the second last. Third and the third last. At, Aleph and Tov. Aleph, first day of Pesach, is the same day of the week as the coming Tisha B'Av. If it's Shabbos, then Tisha B'Av is Nidcha. But then Tisha B'Av will be on Shabbos. The ninth of Av will be on Shabbos. Base is Shavuos. Second day of Pesach is the same day of the week as Shavuos is going to be. Gar, Gimel, third day of Pesach is the same day as Rosh Hashanah is going to be. Duck is Kuf, is Kriyas HaTorah, the main Kriyas HaTorah of the whole year, Simchas Torah. We finish the Torah, we start the Torah. So Dalad, fourth day of Pesach, same day Simchas Torah is going to be. Hatz, is Hay and Tzom Kippur, even Tzom Gedaliah when it's the actual date, the third of Tishri, same as the fifth day of Pesach. Vav, sixth day of Pesach, is Purim. Purim the day before. There is an extra one, Zayin Ayin, but I'm not going to say it in public here, I'll get thrown out. Alright? The point is dead. Your dead does exist as well. But that was put in many, many years later by people who had political inclinations. Anyway, I'm not going to tell you what it is. So that's Vav. That's the point about it. We can work out the coming year from knowing when Pesach is. How do you work out when Pesach is? By knowing when Rosh Hashanah is. Pesach starts 2 days earlier. So we know that, B'ez Hashem, next year, Rosh Hashanah, the first day Rosh Hashanah is going to be a Tuesday, therefore Pesach is going to be a Sunday, 2 days earlier, and work out everything from there. But you might have realized that Hanukkah doesn't come into it. And people always want to know, when's Hanukkah going to be? If the year is Shalema, then Hanukkah is the same day as Rosh Hashanah. So Rosh Hashanah was a Thursday. Thursday was the first day of Rosh Hashanah. And therefore Hanukkah, first day of Hanukkah is going to be a Thursday as well. And it means it starts Wednesday night. It's confusing, Hanukkah. Because Hanukkah, yes, we know it's 8 days. And yes, we know the Simcha. And we know about all the things we do on it. We say Hallel. But we think the main thing about Hanukkah is menorah. And when it comes to the eighth night of Hanukkah, we've done it. That's Hanukkah for this year. It's not Hanukkah for this year. It's a whole day coming up, a day of Hallel, a day of Simcha. So, but people don't see it that way. Think about, we've done the 10, we've done the 8 nights. Right? That's how we think about it. So think about the first day of Hanukkah is the same as Rosh Hashanah. So we know Rosh Hashanah is, then if it's a Shleimo year, then it's going to be the same day. If it's not a Shleimo year, then it's a day earlier. Simple as that. Well, if not Shleimo, it's going to be a day earlier. Interesting, the 30th of Cheshvan is a day that doesn't come every year. But when it does come, on occasions when we do have a 30th of Cheshvan, there's only 3 days in the week that it can be. There's no other day in the year that has only 3 days in the week. All the days in Kislev have 6 days in the week they can be. And in Teves and Shabbat there are 5 days, and every other month of the year there are 4 days. But this one day, the 30th of Cheshvan, can be a Sunday, Tuesday and Thursday. It cannot be any other day of the week. So if a person tells he was born on the 30th of Cheshvan, or you hear about Sandy Olenu, who's Yotzeit, on the 30th of Cheshvan, it can only come on those 3 days, a Sunday, a Tuesday, or a Thursday. Remember, everything I tell you about the calendar, Mashiach comes today, forget it. Because the rules won't apply after that. Right, that's about the Shin. So therefore, this point about Hanukkah being the same day as Rosh Hashanah was. So I said, next year, as things are at the moment, Rosh Hashanah is going to be on a Gimel, on Tuesday. Whenever you have Rosh Hashanah on a Tuesday, the coming year is always going to be Kisidron. Always Kisidron. Right? So that means, Kisidron means Cheshvan and Kislev. Coming in next year will be 29 and 30. That's how it is, 29 and 30, without an exception. That's whether it's a leap year or not makes no difference. There's no other day of the week that Rosh Hashanah can be that I can tell you what the year is going to be as a result. It's only when Rosh Hashanah's on a Tuesday, you know it's a Kisidron year. It's always going to be Kisidron. Okay, so next year, if Rosh Hashanah is on Tuesday, then Hanukkah is going to be Monday to Monday, a day earlier. Right. The fourth perek in Zechariah.
One question.
Only one.
One question.
But you've already asked it.
I only told you. That's nothing. When has it been, and when will it be again that we will have a Solomon Tavis on a Friday 3 times in 5 years?
I haven't worked it out, but if you want, I can show you where in the Shulchan Aruch you can look up the answer. Mm-hmm. In the Pri Chodosh, Yes, at the back of in Orachaim, back Orachaim Tof Chof Ches, which is the end of Chelek Dalad. It turns out it comes out, but the Pri Chodosh gives a whole calendar for 500, just under 500 years. It tells you the simon for each year for 500 years. There are a few printing mistakes there. Mr. Brewer's corrected some of those mistakes. So you do find printing mistakes. I can't tell you haven't got them. But if you know how to use those, the simonim there, you can work it out for yourself. You can work it out.
It's in the rarer column, isn't it?
Pardon?
It's in the rarer column.
Yes. Yeah. And we had, from 2010 to 2019, we had 10 years in a row where all the Yomim Tovim were only on two different days of the week. There are 4 days of the week they can be. So Pesach can be on a Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday, Shabbos, and there were only two of them. And for 10 years, to have 10 years in a row, the 10 years we had were called Ho Beho Bab Habab. Hey hey base hey hey Ho Beho, and in reverse Bab Habab. Base base hey base base. So have those 10 years in a row can happen, a group of those 10 years, every 250 years, it can happen once. Now, anybody here older than 250? That you'll remember when it last happened and how surprised you were at the time. And you said, Emir Tashem, if I live for another 300 years, I'm looking forward to seeing it again. Right, let us continue. Right, so, the Pasuk says about, Zachariah says about the menorah. He sees a menorah in his nevuah. It says, Vayoshav ha-malach ha-dover bi, and the malach and the angel who was speaking to me returned. And the Mepharshim say, what do you mean he returned, the Malach returned? Because he returned to speak to me again. In Perek Gimel, the same Malach is speaking, but Zechariah wasn't personally spoken to. Right? The Malach was speaking to Yeshua Kohen Gadol and telling him off. So Zechariah knew it, but it wasn't personally directed at Zechariah. So here, Zechariah is being spoken to again personally. So the Malach comes back to speak to him, Vayireni, and he woke me up, Ke'ish asher ye'or mishonoso, like a man who wakes up from his sleep. I like the word mishonoso. As we have Vayikatz Yaakov, doggish in the shin, mishonoso. Mishnoso means from his Mishnah, his learning. Mishnoso, from his sleep. If you're laying it wrong at the beginning of Vayetzeh, you should correct the person. Because Vayikatz Yaakov, Mishnoso, and he woke up his sleep. It doesn't, it means he woke up from his sleep. So the question here is, and he woke me up like a man who wakes up from his sleep. Come on. I got dressed this morning like a man who gets dressed in the morning. What am I telling you? I had breakfast like a person who eats breakfast. He woke me up like a man. You've got four words in the Novi saying he woke me up like a man who woke up from his sleep. Wonderful, thank you. He woke me up like a man who wakes up. So the point being, the Mari Karo explains on this. He says that the sleep was that people had been told, there was an 18-year gap in the building of the Bayis Sheni. They'd started building the Bayis Sheni, and then, because they had Rishus from Koresh to go and build it, and then the Goyim around, the Kusim came along and told Lashon Hara about the Yidden and sent nasty letters to the Persians saying, look what the Jews are going to do, and they're Yerushalayim. You know, Yerushalayim's rebelled against so many nations over the years. So in other words, then he said, so then the Persians, Artashast, sent a message back, right, you Jews, you stop building now. No builder. And we had to stop. There was an 18-year gap, till finally, Doriovesh ben Esther. Achashverosh and Esther had a son. There was more than one Doriovesh. This was one of the Doriovesh Hasheni, I think, and he was the one, he was Jewish. How Jewish, I don't know how Jewish he felt, because he was brought up as a Persian prince and a Persian king, but he was the son of Esther. And he was the one who told the Yidden, yes, don't worry, you can build. I'll give you funds to build. I'll give you korbanos to bring. Everything. And Baruch Hashem, they did it again. But for those 18 years, it was a terrible sorrow. They'd come back. Those who had come back had come back. The Bais Sheni, unfortunately, was not as the Bais Rishon. And it's certainly not as the Bais Shlishi is going to be. Mr. and Bais Shlishi will be in Eretz Yisrael. The world, the whole world will be different. Bais Sheni was Baruch Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, having taken away Bais Rishon, gave us another chance. But in that time, understandably, the Yidden, after 70 years in Bovel, the Yidden had been given, Bovel, the empire, the Babylonian empire, was taken over by the Persians. And the Persians were nicer. So therefore, we were captives in Bovel, but after the Persians took over, we became citizens, like we are in England. We are citizens. We are not persecuted for being Jews. We're not regarded as, hey, what are you lot doing here? Officially, we are English citizens. And that's what happened when Ezra said, we've got the chance to go back. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has sent Nevuah to tell us to go back to Eretz Yisrael. 10% went with him. 90% stayed behind. Yes, some of them came up for Yom Tov. But otherwise, the general center of Klal Yisrael in the world was not Eretz Yisrael. The center where people lived was in Bovel. And they stayed there. Stayed there, B'li'ayinura, for 2,500 years. I don't know if anybody left in Iraq, but up to 1967, there was still Minyanim. You still have right through from the Churban Bais Rishon for 2,500 years. And you know the Gemara, after Churban Bais Sheni, then it was about another 100 years, there was hardly anybody left in Eretz Yisrael, but Bovel was the main place, whole of the Gemara. You go through. You can't go through Gemara without reading and learning about people living in Bovel. You could see it was the main place they lived. So through these 18 years, Yidden have come back to Eretz Yisrael, and they started the Beis HaMikdash, and then they were told to stop, and they had to stop. They fell asleep regarding Ruchnius. The sense of HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't care about us. We'll never get another Beis HaMikdash. Why, we came back and we started. And what happened? Garnished. And what are we doing now? Nothing. We're not allowed to do it. We're not in charge here. The Persians are in charge. Yes, and go to Persia and be a Persian citizen if you want to. But we're in Eretz Yisrael. We want the Beis HaMikdash. It took 18 years. And they had a sleep. And this is what the Pasuk says, that now, when Zechariah was being told about, you'll be able to go, now you're in Eretz Yisrael, you'll be able to build the Beis HaMikdash, it was a sense of arousal, a sense of, let us get up and let's get on with the day. We've got everything to do and all the time to do it in Baruch Hashem. That was what Zechariah is talking about, a sense of Baruch Hashem, the sleep has ended, and we can now get on with what we're here to do. So this is Kish Shayero Mishanoso. And he said to me, and the Malach who was talking to him, says to him, Moatore, what can you see? You see a vision. A Novi is meant to use his own intelligence with the Nevuah. It's not a Nevuah, it's not a question of, I've got a message coming in my ear, I'll repeat it to you word for word. You ask me what it means, I've no idea what it means, I'm telling you what the message is telling me. It's like a radio, I go, well, here is the program, you can't hear it, I can hear it, so I'll tell you the words. A Novi is meant to use his intelligence to understand the Nevuah he is given, and to explain it over to the people to whom he is told to give that message. So here, Vayomer, what do you see? He said, and Zechariah said, I can see a menorah. And this menorah, it's interesting. It's a menorah with seven lamps and seven branches, as we know. There were two olive trees next to, one on one side, one on the other side. Two olive trees. and there were two bowls, call them vats, call them what you like, one next to one tree and one next to the other. The pictures I've seen, the pictures were not drawn at the time. This is in Avor. The olives came off the trees on their own. Nobody was picking them. They came off on their own. They rubbed against each other. And they crushed each other. And the oil came out into these big bowls. These two huge bowls. Where the bowls were is not clear. The pictures show it on the ground. But where do the pictures come from? So you've got two huge bowls. And he could see the olives coming off, literally dropping off and rubbing against each other, crushing each other, and the oil coming out, and the bowls were being filled up. From the bowl, there were tubes leading to a bigger bowl on top of the menorah. So there's this huge bowl on top of the menorah. So again, it would seem to go against gravity. If the bowls where the vats, where the oil was collecting, was it would have to go up. There was a tube pipe going up, and there's another huge bowl above the menorah. And from this big bowl, and where the oil was flowing up into the bowl above the menorah, and that had holes out of it and little tubes. As Pasuk says, there was shid, there was a gula harosha, there was a bowl on top of it, its own a special bowl to hold the oil. And from there were tubes going into each lamp. So each lamp, where the Mephoshim, difference between the Mephoshim, Rashi says 7 tubes for each lamp. That's 49 altogether. And the Radak disagrees. He says there was one from this big bowl on top. Yeah, there was only one. One. It's like fresh oil being put in from the tree, comes down into oil, and the oil is now transferred from there into this big bowl above the menorah, and then the oil drips in. Does it see the fire on it? Doesn't say that, we don't talk about the fire, but the point is that there was the oil in the menorah. Whether it was actually, whether Zechariah saw the menorah with a wick in it, it doesn't mention the wick. It mentions the fact that the oil came into the menorah. And it came in on its own. That's the point, is that it wasn't that people had to go and pick the olives off the tree, and people had to go and press the olives, crush it, and had to transfer the oil into the bowl, and then have it drip down into the menorah, into the lamp. There were no people involved. The Nevuah showed it being done on its own. And the Pasuk later on goes on to say, because Malach asked, he asked Zechariah, do you understand this? You understand what's happening here? Mo'ela, I said to the Malach, what's all this? What's going on? And the Malach says back, you don't know? Interesting that. You know, I mean, it's sort of like a teacher to a pupil. The pupil says, I can't understand. I don't understand what you said. And the teacher says, what? You don't understand what I said? Come on, what's all this conversation about? If the pupil doesn't understand, then explain it to him. Sometimes the teacher just says, I'm angry, I thought I explained it to you. You don't bother listening. But here we're talking about a malach giving a nevuah to a novi. And the novi says, I don't understand. And the malach says, you don't understand. And Zechariah repeats, lo Adoni, I don't. So the Malach says it again, explains to him, Zedvar Hashem el Zerubbabel Lemar. Zerubbabel was the military leader that we had. We don't know as much about him. We know about Ezra and Nehemiah. They were the Tamidei Chachomim. But Zerubbabel was the military leader. And this is the message to Zerubbabel. Lo v'chayil v'lo v'choach kim b'ruchi omar Hashem Tzavokos. Is that the Zerubbabel has to be told, and he should realize himself, that the Bayis Sheni will not become a Beis HaMikdosh with his force, that's Chayil, all the people he's got under him, and his pressure, nor is it going to be his personal strength to achieve things. The Kiyam Baruchi is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ruach, His Spirit, His influence, and His influence on whoever Hashem wants to influence to do it. And who is Hashem going to influence to get the Bayis Sheni built properly? Will be Daryovesh, who is the king of Persia. So in other words, we've got a Jewish army. And that Jewish army has power and can do the normal things that an army is doing. But, and Zerubbabel was a tzaddik. Don't get it wrong. Zerubbabel was not a person who didn't believe and say, Kochi v'otim yodi. Zerubbabel was a big tzaddik. But he has to be told that what's going to be achieved will not be achieved through your physical work. It's going to be achieved through HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ruach. And we're told the same thing. We're told the same thing when it comes along for the Bayis Shlishi. Any number of different accounts of what we are told will happen when Moshiach comes. I'll just tell you the two. It's written down. Play that. The Bayis Shlishi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will bring the Bayis Shlishi as a finished building in a split second. That is one opinion that great people say. And I'm just telling you what this point is. The Bayis Shlishi will be seen, and literally, 1 second it won't be there, 1 second it will be there. Im Yetzer Hashem, today this is going to happen. The other opinion is that Bayis Shlishi will be built brick by the people whom HaKadosh Baruch Hu chooses to build it. Now, I'm not taking sides. It's not a question of one's right, chas v'shalom, one's wrong. Chas v'shalom. But Kiyam Baruchi, some say pshat in this posuk, Kiyam Baruchi, is that it applies to the Bayis Shlishi as well as the Bayis Sheni. That the Ruach of Hashem will come to the people who need to be inspired, and they will be that inspired to build, that they will go and they will get all the materials. You want materials, what do? Sit there, I'm going to build now. Where? Brick, where is it? So you tell me, where do you get bricks from in Manchester? So you've got to know who to go to, where to get it, how much is it going to cost? Do you have to do the work? What HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do, will make the work doable. But Hashem will pick all the right people who are going to do the work, and they will do that work. But Ezra Hashem, that's what I wanted to say about Hanukkah, about the realization of what we are trying to achieve. Im Yetzer Hashem, please God, we will achieve it as quickly as we can. And Im Yetzer Hashem, the world will become a wonderful, wonderful place, and I will not need to talk about the calendar anymore. Right? But apart from that, I want to tell you one thing. Just one thing. I'm not going to tell you, just ask you a question. Something to think about. There is a phrase. This phrase comes into Nach more than one time. It's not a posuk. It's not a whole posuk. It's a phrase. A five-word phrase. We all say this phrase every single day of the year. No exception. There's no day off. We say it every single day of the year. If you daven, you say it every day of the year. And you say it for 2/3 of the year, you say this phrase once a day only. For 2/3 of the year. I'm not going to tell you how we measure the 2/3. 2/3 of the year. But I'm telling you about this particular phrase. It's a basic phrase about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's governing the stability of the world. It's a fascinating phrase, we say it regularly. But I said once a day, 2/3 of the year. However, on Shabbos, we say it 5 times. Except if Shabbos comes on Yom Tov. If Shabbos comes on Yom Tov, we say it 4 times. Shabbos comes on Yom Kippur, 3 times. Try and think what the phrase is. We say it every single day, no exception. I both say have a good Hanukkah. Kaddish, anybody? Hanukkah, yeah. Gel.